What's kind of maybe your main focus now that you've been in the NHL, you played in the playoffs, played at the highest level? What are the kind of one or two main things you're going to be focusing on this summer?
I think the biggest thing is that I feel like at this point it's all about details, right? Like, it just, once you get to the league, kind of realize everyone is good. Everyone can skate. Everyone has a good stick, and it's just the small details that you can improve. And you know, I'm going to take a couple of weeks off to, you know, do something else and just get hockey off of my mind. But when I'm going to come back, I'll do a lot of video to make sure that I want to see some patterns that I've been doing. And obviously, I want to improve my puck play. I thought it got better as the season went on, and even playoffs, it got better. But as a big man, it's always a little bit more of a struggle. So it's something I really want to improve on, because I want to be reliable, and I want my teammates to trust me, the coaching staff to trust me in every situation. And I would say, you know, my feet. I mean, it's always something I gotta work on. I think for a big man, I can move pretty well, but I gotta improve every year. I gotta keep up, because this league is getting quicker and quicker every season. Every year you see it, like you show up at camp and guys are faster, and so I want to keep up. I want to play in this league for more years. I want to be here. I know I can play, and I can help this team win. And bottom line, I'll do anything I can to get better, improve on some details. And when training camp starts, I'll be ready. And, you know, the bottom line is I'm here to win. I want to win, and I'll do anything I can to improve and win next year.
You can move very well for a big guy. And so that's something that'll just, I don't know, natural is maybe the wrong word. You obviously work super hard at it. But you mentioned the puck skills, and that's kind of the next evolution, especially today's NHL defense, when there's very few guys that are off the glass. They want guys to make plays. We've seen a lot of players the last few years get a skills coach or look for somebody to really focus on that. Is that an area that you look at? And maybe you just spend more time on the ice just doing stick handling drills, not necessarily bag skating yourself.
No, I have a skills coach, Dan Jacob. I've been working with him for maybe 2 or 3 years. And that's where I think I got a lot better. I think that's what my biggest thing that I changed, and I felt a big difference as we started working on more details and starting on not just passing the puck and more game like situations and more repetitions. Like, the more you do it, the better you get at it, the easier it gets. So yeah, it's you know, I don't me personally, I'm not a big believer in just you know, just doing drills, you know, 100 times, and at some point you're gonna get it. You know, I like to work on game like situations and practice those and do video on that, and something that's kind of tangible that you can see that's gonna make a big difference. So yeah, I try to improve every part of my game, but obviously, like you said, puck management is puck skills is a big, big thing for me, and I've been working at it quite a bit. I've improved it, but it's got to get better, and it will. I know how I work. I'm a hard worker, and I always like to write a list before the summer training starts, and it's just some stuff I want to improve on. And I have a little team that I have around me, skills coach, strength coach, and nutritionist, and I'll make sure that everyone is on the same page. And like I said, I know I'll come back next season. I'll be a better player, and hopefully I can help the team win.
Your mental fortitude, I think, was challenged here in the playoffs. There's way more pressure. You know, you talked about it. You didn't like your game four, got sat down, bounced back game five and six. Game one against Vegas, the whole team, yourself, probably didn't love it. Weren't on for a goal against in games two through six. How much did you learn about yourself and the ability to bounce back at key times?
Yeah, that was big. It was challenging. I'm not gonna lie. It was pretty hard. You know, you think things are going well in the first couple of games, and you know, against LA, things were going pretty well, and boom, next thing you know, you're almost cost the game, and the first period was one of the first periods I've played. And it's just, how do you come back from that? And honestly, the biggest things is the guys around, you know, came to see me. I had a good, I've mentioned it on the radio that I've, Ekholm came to talk to me. When a guy like that comes to talk to you, and, you know, he told me, he's, I've been there. It's okay. It's you're going to get so much better just from going through that. And I think that was the biggest thing that I did was, instead of seeing in a negative way, I was trying to see in a positive way as, it's over. I can't go back. So as I can feel as bad as I want, I'm not gonna make that, take those mistakes back, but I can learn from them, and I can see in a positive way. It's great. I'm just learning. I'm getting better at it. You know, by making those mistakes, I'm not gonna do them again. I'll be ready. And you know, first game in Vegas, made that play through a player, and it was a bad play. We got scored on, and the rest of the game wasn't great. I did it myself because I've learned from the previous series. I was like, okay, I know what it is. It sucks. It happened, but nothing I can do about it. I got to learn. I got to enjoy it. I got to enjoy that feeling. Like, it sucks. I got to enjoy it. Like, it's part of it. And you just gotta get better from it. And I think that's what I did. As the series went on, I felt more and more comfortable. I felt like I was making more plays. I was more physical. Obviously, the way it ended, I'm not happy about it, but I'm really happy that I got the chance to go through those challenges, because it definitely made me a better player, a better person, and mentally it helped me to become better and to deal with the media, and to deal with the fans, and to, because everyone, you're all pretty and you're good, and then you make one mistake and the media will say that, oh, maybe you shouldn't play next game, or and then the fans will text you and you suck and we don't want you here. And it's all stuff that when things are going well, you don't see, you know, the fans are great, the media, oh, everyone's great to me. And then the second, you know, things don't go so well, boom, you're not good anymore. And so it was definitely a challenge, but I loved it. Honestly, I appreciate it, and I'm excited for next playoffs because I know what to expect now, and I feel like I have a baggage, right? I have more experience in those 12 games. I've learned so much, and I've seen, you know, you look at guys like Eki, Nursi, like those guys have been around a lot, and the way they played, like 25, 26 minutes, it's impressive. And I was happy to be able to learn from them.
I got the sense talking to you all year long, obviously you're ecstatic to be here. You're very proud of the work you put in, but I don't feel you're satisfied at all. But now that you had a chance, like, you're an NHL player. This summer you go home and you're training that you're like, hey, I want to maintain my spot on the roster, whereas before it was always like, I'm hoping just to get noticed. Like, how does that change your mindset? Like, are you more motivated this summer because you're just like, you can show videos and you're watching videos and it's like Vincent Desharnais NHL player, not Vincent Desharnais AHL player?
I don't think it's going to change anything. Obviously, it's just a different kind of mindset, different motivation. You know, last year, coming off a good season, and the biggest thing was, hey, I just got an NHL contract. I want to show up at camp and show them what I can do. Now they know what I can do. So right now I want to show up, and I want them to be, oh, okay, maybe he might not be our sixth defenseman. Oh, maybe he's our fifth defenseman. You know, I know what I can do. I trust my skill set. I know what I can bring to this team. And, I think my biggest motivation, honestly, after these playoffs ended, I want to win a cup. I'm 27 years old, and, I know I won't play for another 15 years. So my biggest thing is, like, I want to win. So that's going to be my biggest motivation. I want to win. I want to win the Stanley Cup. So every morning I want to wake up in the summer, and that's going to be I'm going to go work out, and I have to do more than I did last year. I think we all do. We all have to do a little bit more because we all want to win. So. I mean, I'm actually very excited to get back to working out, and now I know what to expect. I know what to do to stay here, to be here, and so I'm pretty excited to actually do it.
Don't sell yourself short. Char, another big man playing in his 40s.
Hey, one year at a time. 1 year at a time.